Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode, we want to be answering the question, which is, what's a common misconception about digital marketing in the mortgage industry? Really good one, and one we're going to unpack in more detail. So let's first look at the actual misconception itself. So for me, the misconception that I think is probably the biggest one in the mortgage industry, especially with people using marketing, digital marketing, content marketing, is that they need to be able to follow trends and that their content needs to be entertaining in order to be successful. I think that this is probably the biggest misconception I see so many advisors, brokers, agents, anybody who's in the mortgage and insurance and financial services space in doing, because they are following traditional marketing methods and a normal influencer marketing, I think, is the biggest thing we see. So what do I mean when I'm talking about this misconception? People following trending audios on TikTok, trying to do funny videos on TikTok, all of these things, you might feel like they're going to get you more eyeballs. You might feel they're going to get you more attention on your content and that your views are going to equate to more business. But that's not actually the case. And in fact, a lot of the times it can create more of a backlog of dealing with bad clients. Okay, so that's a bad kind of prospect, people who aren't ready for a mortgage, but they end up with tons of people who are just the wrong fit because you're chasing after trends which get virality. That is the problem. So let's talk a little bit about the reality check of this situation. Why is it important for you to not focus on this? Because the nature of your content, and this is what is quite interesting, and I love this, is that the content that you create, if you actually think about it, your content that you want to create is what you're looking at here is entertainment. Okay, so it's entertainment. Now, the problem with entertainment is that the very nature of mortgages are more people coming to mortgages for entertaining? They absolutely are not. This is a big fat cross. Actually, what people get wrong about this situation is that they start to look at their favorite influencers. So they go and check out their favorite TikTokers. They look at the TikTokers that they like. They look at their YouTubers that they like. And they think that this equals success. But it doesn't, okay? What it actually does is that it actually completely clouds the perception of what you're trying to create. Because what you're going to see when you actually look at this stuff, when you actually look at the TikTokers and the YouTubers, these people, their job is to entertain you and get you to come back time and time again. And that is what your job is not to do for mortgages, because it's not actually very interesting. Instead, what your content should be more focused on is what we call just in time. Okay, so it's just in time content. And the idea with this, and there's lots of different ways around we can do these, but just in time content means that when someone needs you, you're going to be there. So when they need you, you will be there just in time. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to spend the entire, it doesn't mean that, for example, you can't have fun and be creative. Of course you can. But the reality check is that people aren't tuning into your content to be entertained. Because if they were going to be entertained, they're not going to tune into mortgages, insurance, IFA content. They're going to go and watch their content about football games. They're going to watch their content about makeup and art and movies and games. They're going to go and do that. And so this is where people get confused, I think, is you're moving into the wrong type of sector, and it's not spoken about enough in mortgage services. It's not spoken about enough. And this is why when you get advice potentially from your kids who are all over social media, and or your nieces or your nephews, and they're like, oh, dad, your social media is awful. It's not for them. It's for people who have money who want to buy a house. Okay, so remember that. It's really important. Which leads me on to the next thing you need to think about, which is education over sales. So oftentimes when we actually start to create content, and this is something I see many advisors go very wrong with, is that just because you're not being entertaining doesn't mean you shouldn't be educational. And the whole goal for what we're trying to do here is we're trying to add value, okay? This is the idea that this is the thing we're trying to work towards, is add value. Now, if your content does not add value, it is just going to be. So if it doesn't add value, it's just going to be an advert, okay? So this is the big thing we need to remember. If you are And I see this on LinkedIn all the time. I don't see so much in video content, but I see it on LinkedIn all the time. And people, if you listen to this, it's said with love and respect to you all. But if you are just putting, I help people in this industry and I can help you, get in touch, that is an advert. That is an advert. That don't wrap it up as some sort of thing that you're adding. You're not adding value there. You're literally just advertising your services. And I think this is the thing, again, another misconception that's not really looked on is the type of content we need to create, because it's not this entertainment stuff, is that it is about value-adding educational content. Don't think that every single piece of content should be a sales pitch. It absolutely shouldn't. In fact, the vast majority of your content should never be sales pitches. This is something that people don't really realize, is if we think about this, let me just do a little quick drawing on this. If we looked at adding value, and if you think about it this way, let's say there's like a graph. I can't really draw a graph very well. And every time you add value, you start here, you add another layer every single time. So this line, a line across, this is value. And whereas the more value you take, this is building with your content. Every time you do an ask, so every time you ask for someone to buy from you, this line actually would effectively reset to zero. So it would be like this, boom, drop, and then we go again. And the reason why this is the case, every time you ask for value, ask for sales potentially, you are taking the goodwill. So it's the goodwill. This is all our goodwill here. I love us scribbling on these things. So this is goodwill. And every time you are effectively asking for the business, you are taking out goodwill. You're cashing in the goodwill that you've built. Now, what we really want to be doing, actually, in the ideal world, is we want to be effectively just letting the goodwill build and build and build and build over time. And naturally, people will come to you. They will come to you. The best way, I think, as well to describe it is think about this as like a glass of water. And as this glass of water fills up, it eventually will fill to the top and then it will overflow. And as it overflows, these are the clients that you will pick up. The clients are the ones that are going to, as the value cup fills up, they're going to overflow and they're going to contact you because they have nowhere else to go. This is the difference. And this might sound quite complex, and I know it sounds really strange, but this is how you have to think about it. When people need you, they will contact you, not the other way around. And this is why social selling is about providing before enough that people eventually come to you. It's inbound marketing. That's what it's referred to as. It's inbound. Okay. And traditional outbound, phone calls, cold calling, email marketing, that's outbound marketing. We're talking about inbound, meaning that it's inbound lead generation. It's inbound leads. People coming to you and asking to work with you. And it's very possible. It's not just very possible. It's simple when the right strategy is followed. So what is the strategy you need to follow? The strategy you need to follow is storytelling and branding. Okay, storytelling and branding. So we obviously want to add value, but how do you add value through it? Well, you do it through storytelling and branding. So what is storytelling? Effectively, storytelling is about trying to create an example of somebody learning, like an example of stuff you do in your day-to-day life with your clients. The more stories you tell, humans are more receptive to stories. And so as mortgage brokers and mortgage advisors, you are dealing with clients on a day-to-day basis, and these are the stories. So share these stories with your client. Now, a simple storytelling structure that you can follow if you don't know what to do with your content, very easy, is do this. When you're trying to write posts, written posts, video structure, anything, just do the following thing. Statement, start with a statement. Then you go to add context. So you start with a statement about the story, you add context to that to that situation. From there, you do what they call raise the stakes. And I've got videos breaking this down in more detail, but raise stakes. And then raising the stakes effectively is what would happen if someone didn't take action. Then you tell the story, then you sell the moral. So this is the moral, the lesson. That's the lesson of the story. This structure is a storytelling structure. So you start with a statement. People getting mortgages with Help to Buy can cause themselves a lot of trouble. Context. I've seen this regularly myself, and it's something that we need to look out for. Raise the stakes. If you are getting this, you could end up getting yourself trapped, and you could end up having to sell the house you've just worked so hard to be able to buy. in 5 years' time. Story, here are some clients of mine I actually dealt with recently, and we had to remortgage, and in the end, we couldn't remortgage, we had to sell the property, blah, 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 blah. This could have been dealt with if they were my clients originally when they first bought the house, because I would have guided them away from potentially buying this house because it didn't look like it stacked up with their five-year plans. Moral of the story, make sure you seek advice from people who are ethical and have your long-term plans and long-term interests when they're making the decision about your mortgage. That would be a storytelling structure that you could use in your videos. That I didn't have to twerk, I didn't have to dance, I didn't have to do funny videos or characters. I'm just literally demonstrating very simply this story through a very simple structure. That's all you have to do. Now, the branding element of it is quite straightforward. When it comes to branding, all we're trying to look for with branding is it needs to be clear. I call this my three C's. It needs to be consistent and it needs to be creative. So it needs to be really clear in your message, very clear as to what it is you're trying to help, what it is you do, very consistent in delivering that message. Don't drop the ball, make content every single day, be out there every single day, be consistent in the brand image that you have. And then creative, make sure that the look of it is something that people like or that you like, that represents you, that makes people stop. Maybe that the delivery, the way that you present, is in a certain style that is creative to you. It doesn't have to be great, just has to be representative, or I can't get the word out, of your own personal style and influence. So this is where branding comes in. So if you nail this is story, if you got story with that structure, and then you get your branding done very easily, you get the branding done, so this is branding. If you do that, you're going to start to see results from your business and from your marketing if you get those things nailed down in your mortgage business. Again, if you noticed, none of this stuff is about dancing on TikTok or trying to find the latest trends or trying to do whatever is popping right now. It doesn't matter. Which leads me on to the final bit of this, which is the long-term strategy play, the long-term play of this. What does this actually look like as a long-term strategy? The reality is, over time, if you stick to this stuff, if you instead of focusing on those kind of, as I said, those trends and chasing that never-ending treadmill of stuff, and instead you focus on these type of content, this storytelling, this value adding, this educational piece of content that's very clear and consistent and creative over under a cohesive brand experience, over time, this long-term strategy will win out against your competitors. We are seeing this. I am seeing this with clients I've worked with for 4 years, 5 years, who are dominating in their space. They're dominating both online, but they're dominating in their bank accounts. And this is the thing that isn't spoken about enough, is that actually everybody else is still chasing that. They're not. They've been building. It's like the adage, I love that saying of the wise man builds his house upon the rocks and the foolish man builds his house upon the sand. If you're building your house upon on trends and trying to be entertaining and trying to catch people's attention and suck them in, you are building your house upon the sand. You are not building your house upon the rocks. Building your house upon the rocks is building your house upon content that is evergreen, that compounds, that tells stories that people can relate to, and also understanding that what you do isn't boring, it's just not entertaining. That's the big difference. It's not entertaining, but it's not boring. It is a necessity and people need it and they will come to you when they need you. But don't get upset when they're not liking and commenting and sharing. That is the thing. Stay strong, focus on the long-term strategy, avoid those short-term wins and you will succeed. That is my take on this. If you've got a question that you would have answered on the show, go to ashborland.com/question. Submit the question to me there and I will be happy to answer it. Or you can drop me a message anywhere on social media if you want to do that as well. I'll see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.